This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not like we're not into love. We love love on this show. We say it all the time, but...
And especially when Valentine's Day lands on a Friday.
Yes.
Right? That's always good.
It had all the ingredients for a perfect day of love.
Yes, it did.
So why did we all have kind of a Valentine's Day? Who had the lamest Valentine's Day? Keeping in mind now that we're all involved with somebody. Mm-hmm. So we all had somebody in which to spend Valentine's Day with. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's let producer Jessica start. Give us one thing about your Valentine's Day.
Well, I went and did some Amazon returns.
Oh, man.
And the pillows that I ordered that I was trying to return, they said, okay, well, we'll refund you, but you don't need to send them back. Which, really, that could have been the sexiest thing that's ever happened to me.
That doesn't sound too lame to me.
No, but I mean, when you think about it, what am I doing on Valentine's Day? Returning Amazon items.
Okay, Tammy.
Okay, my Valentine's Day was spent with my husband and my youngest daughter. We had Valentine's Day at her house eating frozen pizza and watching reruns of Valentine's episodes of Gossip Girl.
Okay, well, you're not gonna win who had the latest Valentine's, because that sounds actually kind of charming.
You know, it was cute. It was fun.
I went to Costco. Bought some shelves. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay.
Did you have any samples?
No. Oh. No. Want to get those shelves.
What else besides the shelves did you buy?
Oh, my God. Paper products, cleaning products, you know, all the stuff you buy.
So you got all stocked up for your new house.
Yeah. Woo. Can you feel the love tonight?
But here's the thing. You're stocking up for your new loveness that you're building together.
Oh, that was what we're doing?
Yeah.
If by loveness you mean garage shelving, then you are exactly right.
I do like, though, how we all started out. It was lame, but actually, we all got a little bonus, I guess.
Yeah. What's my bonus?
Your bonus is you're building your love nest.
Okay. I'll get there eventually.
Jessica seemed thrilled with her pillows. I actually had a really cute Valentine's. So I guess you win the lamest one, John.
Nothing against Costco, but it doesn't really scream lovers.
Yeah, no, that's true. And if it does, you're in the wrong Costco.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. Not many shows last for 50 years, especially when they're sketch comedy live shows.
There's a lot of us who grew up watching Saturday Night Live, and it brings back a lot of great memories. I know when I was watching this show with my husband, I was talking about things that I did as a kid that were influenced by Saturday Night Live.
Well, certainly SNL has influenced so much in the comedy world. I mean, all the movies, all the superstars that came out, and all the musical acts that became iconic. And that was really why it was such a treat to watch the special. If you didn't see it yet, it's streaming on Peacock, and it's all over the place. So it's fun, and it really was a slice of history.
Mm-hmm. The three of us were chatting, and there were a lot of moments that we all loved, but two that we definitely agreed on was Sabrina Carpenter and Paul Simon opening up the show and singing together.
I sang this song with George Harrison on Saturday Night Live in 1976.
I was not born then, and neither were my parents.
Home where my thoughts are skipping, home where my music's playing, home where my love lies waiting.
treat.
So charming.
Paul Simon has been a fixture on SNL since it started, both solo and, of course, his work with Simon and Garfunkel. He's no spring chicken anymore, let's be honest.
But he held his own, and I thought that Sabrina Carpenter was absolutely darling singing with him. They sounded really good together.
Now, before he was Beverly Hills Cop and the donkey from Shrek, Eddie Murphy was an 18-year-old kid that came into SNL in the early 80s when the show was about to get canceled. Lorne Michaels was actually off the show then. The man single-handedly saved SNL. So it was great to see Eddie come back to the anniversary special and just kill in every skit he was in.
Eddie Murphy was imitating Tracy Morgan while he stood next to Tracy Morgan. It was epic.
Hey, look at this. Tracy Morgan. Big dog gonna make some big money. Wait a minute, Tracy, don't you already have a lot of money?
Well, you gotta have a lot of money if you're gonna live like I live. I eat four cheese lasagna. If they only got three cheeses, I ain't eating it.
Yes, okay. We hear you, Tracy Morgan.
I refuse to ingest three cheeses.
It was just so good. He even had his face down when he was imitating him. It was so good.
There were contestants on a game show, and Tracy was playing some random dude, and Eddie Murphy was playing Tracy Morgan. And
it was great.
It was absolutely great. If you got 3+ hours, check it out. It's on Peacock. 833-287-1037. Get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Maybe get you $100, but definitely get you Dierks Bentley tickets. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Country Station on KSON. I'm not sure anyone's aware of this, but I'm currently in the process of moving.
Yep.
I know I've been yammering about it now for weeks, but
it's okay, John. We've all gone through it.
It's so all-encompassing, and it's so blankety-blank stressful, and it's so expensive, and I'm just like, oh, this shouldn't be this way. We shouldn't pile on with all this garbage, and why do we do this, and why are my arms all bruised, and why am I so out of shape, and why did I just hire people to do this? Oh, because I have no money left because I'm moving in the first place.
Where are you at?
It's a big step. Moving with my girlfriend, Sam, and her mom came to town this weekend to help. No, I want to go ahead and preface this by saying, beautiful people, okay? Family. They're much like my family as far as they're Jewish, we're Italian, so it's always about being together.
Sure. And loud, I imagine. A lot of talking.
I mean, there were some loud moments, some frustration, you know?
Sure.
I really enjoy Sam's mom, Mona. She's a no-mess-around type person, but she's also always going to be a mom, and here's a little snippet of an example of that.
What do you think about your daughter's new roommate?
Still on the fence.
but you washed my underwear today.
I did wash your underwear. Good mom. We'll always do laundry. No, I love you.
She better love me. She washed my drawers.
That's so sweet. I
did laundry for you. Yeah, all my underwear nice and folded so neatly. Like only a mom could. So they're maniacs. And I mean that in the best possible way. There's so much to our house that's done.
Nice.
That I was just flabbergasted with how much work they got. It kind of get out of the way is really what it was. Get out of the way. Hey, you lift the heavy stuff. Let us do our thing. And it's coming together. Yesterday, I was at the old place desperately trying to get the last remnants of my crap out of there.
Yeah.
And it's to the point now, let's be honest, Sam doesn't want a lot of my guy stuff.
Shocker.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, you know, I'm sure there's some girl stuff that she got rid of.
The stuff that wasn't snatched up on Facebook Marketplace, I've been putting on the curb, saying free. At this point, I just need to get it out of the way. Mm-hmm. And Goodwill, you know, can only accept so much, right? And I'm putting a whole bunch of stuff on the curb yesterday, and this fabulous woman. I'm so sorry. I forgot your name. I'm sure you're listening because you told me you listen. She stops by to see what I have on the, you know, in the free box and says, would you mind if I just went ahead and listed this stuff on OfferUp? I'm like, okay, thank you, stranger who's fabulous. She then says, hey, as long as I'm here, let me see the house. I'm a house declutterer in my spare time. Of course, I'm thinking, I could have used you a couple weeks ago. All of a sudden, she looks at me. I'm just gross and sweaty and dumpy looking. She says, wait a second. Do you work for KSON?
Oh, my goodness.
So nice. And she literally, the stranger, stopped and listed all my stuff for me as I was in the middle of putting it out to the curb. And
oh, that's very sweet.
She's even like, I'll even tell people if they pick up an item in the box, put it back in the box. Don't drop it on the ground. Thank you.
That's
kindness,
lovely.
Kindness of strangers, man. Hey, speaking of that, now that I'm not going to be living there anymore, if you want to get some pots and pans, and utensils, various bakeware, a couple pillows. I lived across from Pine Park and Carlsbad Village in the barrio, so if you're driving by, there's some good pots and pans.
Okay, there you go. None of John's Move is part of KSON's Sneaky Sound. We have a brand new game, and your first chance to guess for your family to go to Disneyland is at 7:50 this morning.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to say good morning to Teresa, who's in Chula Vista. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, good morning.
Teresa, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Sorry, Tammy. See you later.
You sound so sad, but no, you don't have to apologize.
We're all sad to see you leave, Tam. We always are. We really are.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Teresa, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
The girl group that Beyonce was a part of before her solo career briefly returned to celebrate co-member Kelly Rowland's birthday. What is the group?
Destiny's Child.
Ed Sheeran just turned 34. Who's older, Ed or his bestie Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Matt Groening just turned 74. He is the creator of The Simpsons. Where does Homer work?
He works at the power plant.
Warner Brothers announced a Goonies sequel is in the works. This time it's for real. According to the movie, Goonies never do what?
Die.
And finally, the current Batman says that his sequel, The Batman 2, will come out in 2027, and it's very cool. What actor currently plays Batman?
Robert Pattinson.
Get Tam back in. Teresa, you are going to not be happy with me. I know that's probably nothing new for you, but this close to pulling a perfect 5 out of 5.
Oh, wow.
This close. One word, literally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Teresa, get the rage out now. Tim, the girl group that Beyonce was a part of before her solo career briefly reunited to celebrate co-member Kelly Rowland's birthday. What's the group?
Destiny's Child.
That is right. Teresa knew that. 1-1. Ed Sheeran just turned 34. Who's older, Ed or his bestie, Taylor Swift?
I'm going to say Taylor.
Taylor. An old lady of 35 now. Teresa knew that, 2-2. Matt Groening just turned 74. He is the creator of The Simpsons. Where does Homer work?
Homer works at the nuclear facility.
Yes, Springfield Nuclear Power Plant. And his boss is Montgomery Burns. 3-3. Warner Brothers announced a Goonies sequel is in the works, and this time it's for real. Remember, they had a fake story breaking out last year. This is the real thing. According to the movie, Goonies never do what?
Goonies never die? What is it? Goonies never...
Well, you did say die, as did Teresa. Goonies never say die.
Oh.
I mean, it's a difference, right? I mean,
yeah.
Okay, so, wow, look at that. We are still tied at 3, but you got to get this right, because Teresa sure did, or you have to pay her $100.
Okay.
Good luck, Teresa. The current Batman says that his sequel, The Batman 2, will come out in 2027, and it's very cool. What actor currently plays Batman?
Who's the last actor to play Batman?
For $100. Can Teresa take that money with her?
I think it's Robert Pattinson.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're right. Oh. Teresa, she did it again. She forced a tie, and all ties go to Tammy. As you know, I'm sorry. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but pretty sure you're going to be kind of cool with the prize you are going to get.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Dierks Bentley. He's going to be at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on June 19th. He's also bringing Zach Top, too.
So exciting.
Teresa, have a fun time at the show. Certainly sounds like you will. Have a wonderful day. Appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. What side of the bed do you sleep on?
And does it ever change? 833-287-1037.
This conversation, coincidentally, was behind the scenes Friday on our Valentine's show, where we featured Travis and Melissa, got them breakfast in bed, gave them a bed, serenaded them, but watched them have a pretty detailed conversation when they got here before they got into the bed. So Travis and Melissa, you said something very interesting as you contemplated the bed that you're going to take home later today.
Mm-hmm.
When you got here, and it was I'm not going to say an argument because love was in the air, but
yes, it was.
What were you guys debating?
Which side of the bed you sleep on?
Right. Okay. Now you guys were very set in your ways.
That's right. I'm always on the left.
And I'm always on the right.
But I'm always right.
Oh, wow.
Did you guys plan that?
Now, here's a question. Have you guys traveled together and stayed at hotels together?
Yes.
Okay. When you're at that hotel, do you still stick with that usual location?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like how you ask that, because every once in a while I mix it up when I'm in a hotel.
Well, it's not because I mix it up. This is what I do. I want the safest spot in the room. So I put my husband, Kurt, in the danger spot.
Sure.
So, you know, if we're up to high, I don't mind being by the outside door or whatever, but, you know, and I put him facing the door.
So you're safe normally, and Kurt gets it.
Yes. Well, yeah, exactly. Because, normally I'm on the other side of the bed. But when we travel, he has to be the one that is in between me and danger.
Mm. Well, I guess he probably likes that.
Yeah, I like
being more comfortable.
Well, you are now.
Yes.
So I got to tell you guys, big boy John here, I'm in a relationship now that I'm living with somebody, mm-hmm. and I have had to make a concession because we slept on the same side of the bed.
Ooh, you switched.
And I did switch.
He really loves her.
I'll tell you this. I woke up our first night. I had no idea where I was because I was on the wrong side. Completely threw me off my game.
Interesting.
I'm like, what? Oh, it's the first night in the new place on a new side of the bed for me. Even though, again, as I mentioned during the hotel days, once in a while I'll mix it up just to be kind of sexy and hot. But,
hey, babe, what do you say? We mix it up and I sleep on that side.
Sadly, that's about mixing it up for me. That's about as hot as it gets.
833-287-1037. Do you have a specific side of the bed? I think a lot of people do, but I'd really be interested in finding someone who doesn't really care.
Does it throw you off when you're not on that side of the bed? Will you absolutely positively never make a concession? Say, if we both prefer the same section of the bed, we're either sleeping on top of each other or we're sleeping in different beds. It's a thing, man.
I know it is.
It's a very important thing. Mm-hmm. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. Our Valentine's couple, Melissa and Travis, who won the king-size bed here in our studio on Friday morning, before they got into bed, were very set in their ways on which side of the bed they were each to be in. There was no compromising. Mm-hmm. You're on that side. I'm on this side. This is the way it always is.
So I'm usually very picky on which side of the bed I'm on. Unless I'm traveling, then I always want my husband closest to the hotel door so that he's in the middle of me and possible. Made a huge sacrifice in his move as he and his girlfriend are moving in together. You flipped what side of the bed you're on, which I think is pretty wild.
Well, Tammy.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you.
When you come out with that voice right away.
The heart wants what the heart wants, especially when the person that you're with says you're on that side. Wasn't really much of a conversation about it. In fact, that was the exact conversation. But you know what? I'm happy, and that's all there is to it. I'm getting used to it. It's still, I wake up like, something's weird. But you know, 833-287-1037.
Sydney is an OB. Sydney, you have a preferred side of the bed. What is it?
The middle. Not kidding. Smack in the middle with my 90-pound dog taking up the corner.
It has to be the middle, no matter where you are, where you're sleeping.
Well, I kind of sleep diagonal, so I always just end up in the middle.
So don't you kind of find it inconvenient if you have to dart out of bed quickly for something that you have to kind of like, you know, make your way out as opposed to just rolling out and getting started?
Well, yeah, I have to figure out which side he's on and roll out the other way.
A 90-pound dog on your bed.
Wow.
I'll never complain about 14-pound Roger getting in the middle.
We had to ban our dog, Sophia, from sleeping with us because she just, number one, would get too hot. And she's like 70 pounds. And then she would start doing that, pushing her legs out like, excuse me, move.
It's funny because we had Roger at the place, the new place. And Roger was right smack dab in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my new right side. Sam's on the left, and Roger is growly. He will not stop growling. One of those, like, right? right? And we could not figure out what it was. Well, it turns out our bed faces a mirror that's in our bathroom. We got a big opening.
But here's the
dopey thing about Roger. My old place had a closet door that was a mirror right in front of the bed.
Yeah.
He watched himself all the time. But this one freaked him out.
It's a new reflection.
We had to talk him down. It was a drag. Meanwhile, he's smack dab in the middle. Sam's on the left. Or am I on the right? Oh, I don't remember. No, I'm on the... What is this hand? I'm on the right.
What is this hand?
Sam's That's funny. On the left.
Now, Sydney, if you had a partner in the bed, can you still get away with the middle or diagonal?
Or a 90-pound dog?
It gets a little more challenging. It's kind of like yoga then.
Ooh. Well, kind of want to know more now. But
Sleeping yoga.
That's what I meant, yeah.
It's so great to talk to you guys. Love you.
You too.
Oh, thanks, Sydney.
Continuing to be everywhere on planet Earth, seemingly all at the same time. It's kind of weird. Jelly Roll closed out the Invictus Games over the weekend.
The Invictus Games, if you don't know, are a Paralympic-style competitive event which features wounded and injured service men and women. Prince Harry, a big part of the Invictus game, and Jelly Roll closed out the show. He took the microphone and said, "I want to be clear right now about what's happening on this stage. I'm an overweight man with a microphone. The real heroes are the athletes and families that are in this building right now. And I want you to know whenever you go home after these 11 days of adrenaline and you finally sit down in a few months from now and the world finally comes back around, I want you to know this. If you ever hear that voice in your head saying you can't be anything but great, it's the voice of a liar saying, yes, you are great. You are victorious. He was spectacular."
Refresh my memory. Has Prince Harry ever been awarded for coming up with the Invictus Games?
He was presented with the Pat Tillman Award for Service last year at the ESPY Awards for his work for founding the Invictus Games.
Oh, that's right. That caused a bit of a controversy. Why are we giving him a sport ESPY? I remember that now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he deserves it. That's a great event.
Does. Absolutely. Prince Harry shared a TikTok of how he asked Jelly Roll to close out the Invictus Games. He didn't think he was going to get a tattoo.
Do you know, I could not believe it when they called me and told me Prince Harry wanted to get a tattoo today. He wanted me to give him his first tattoo.
No. Why are you wearing your glove?
We're giving you a tattoo about the Invictus Games.
No, I came here to ask you to do the Invictus Games. There's no tattoo in this. I can't get a tattoo.
I'll play the Invictus Games. You just let me give you your first tattoo.
You give me your tattoo, and then you come play the Invictus Games.
That easy of a deal.
All right, screw it. Let's go. Let's do it. Where you want it?
We got to go for the neck.
The neck? Yes. I was thinking like my lower back or my ass.
No, nobody wants to see your Harry?
No, that's the place where no one's going to see it.
This is for the world. Trust me, man. You wouldn't want nobody else doing this but me.
That's the one. Yeah.
It's like a baby getting its first haircut.
Ah!
Whoa. This is going to be huge, man. I'm telling you.
What's that?
It's awesome, right?
Dude, it's enormous.
Invictus Games are enormous.
What does that say at the bottom?
The bottom.
Is that your name? Does that say Jelly Roll?
No.
You're putting your name on my neck?
You know what? I got to go.
Wait.
Time I'll see you in Vancouver,
you
Prince.
Serious?
I'll be there. Appreciate you.
Prince Harry has really lightened up since he ditched that drag of a family across the pond, huh?
I think he's always been lightened up, and we're finally getting to see more of it. Remember his time in Vegas?
And here. Uh-huh. Whooping it up as a young military man. Remember, Jelly Roll is Saturday night's headliner at Stagecoach.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Point Loma. Say good morning to Veronica. Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Veronica, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you go, please?
You bet. Good luck, honey.
Veronica, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Veronica, the current Batman, Robert Pattinson, says that his sequel, The Batman 2, will come out in 2027. What werewolf vampire love triangle movie series did Robert star in?
Twilight?
What's the best type of filling in a box of chocolates? According to a recent survey, is it caramel, coconut, or nuts?
I'll say caramel.
Warner Brothers announced a Goonies sequel is in the works, and this time it's for real. On board to produce is the most successful director of all time. His works include Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan, Jaws, and E.T., just to name a few. Who is he?
Steven Spielberg.
Matt Groening just turned 74. He is the creator of The Simpsons. Tell me the name of the three Simpsons children.
Oh, my gosh. Bart, Maggie. Oh, my gosh. Why can't I remember? Bart, Maggie, Lisa.
And finally, Variety magazine ranked the greatest TV performances of the 21st century, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus was number one for her role as Selina Meyer in what TV show?
Seinfeld.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Veronica, what's going on with you today?
I'm right outside work. I'm supposed to be inside, but
uh-oh.
I can't.
Should we speed it up for you then?
Sure.
No, don't worry.
All right, Tammy, Veronica did real well. 4 out of 5, came in strong.
Nice job.
Oh, my gosh.
The current Batman, Robert Pattinson, says that his sequel to Batman 2 will come out in 2027. Wow. What werewolf vampire love triangle movie series did Robert star in?
He was in Twilight.
Yeah, Twilight's right. Veronica knew that. 1-1. What is the best type of filling in a box of chocolates? According to a survey, is it caramel, coconut, or nuts?
I'm going to say caramel.
That's right. It's really not even close. It's 2-2. Warner Brothers announced a Goonies sequel is in the works. This time it's for real. On board to produce is the most successful director of all time. His works include Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan, Jaws, and E.T. Just to name a few, who are we talking about?
Spielberg.
That is right. Veronica knew that. 3-3. Matt Groening just turned 74. He's creator of The Simpsons. Tell me the name of the three Simpsons children.
Bart, Lisa, and Maggie.
That is right. 4-4. And finally, Variety magazine ranked the greatest TV performances of the 21st century. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus was ranked number one for her role as Selina Meyer in what TV show?
I'm going to guess Veep.
Veep is correct. Veronica went with Elaine from Seinfeld. That's okay, Veronica. You did really well, you guys. You went 4 out of 5. Unfortunately, Tammy went 5 for 5, so you're not going to get her money, but I have a feeling you're not going to really care too much.
Because you are going to see Dirk Bentley and Zach Top at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on June 19th.
Oh, my God, this is so exciting.
Now you can go to work. Unfortunately, not quite yet. I still have to have you say this.
I'm Veronica in Point Loma, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
It was 1 second where I thought that I was eaten by some kind of giant fish, but I didn't know it was a whale.
Hey! Ya, vente, vente!
So I didn't have watching a video all weekend of a guy being swallowed by a whale on the bingo card for February. But wow, there you go. I was obsessed. By now you've all heard about this, this viral video caught on a kayaker's GoPro camera.
Yeah, it happened in Chilean Patagonia. A father and son, Adrian and his dad, Del, are out kayaking and dad has a GoPro capturing all of this. They were both just out paddling along in their little inflatable kayaks this humpback whale opened its mouth and swallowed him up.
Thank goodness that the kayak was too big for the humpback whale's, I guess, whale esophagus or whatever, yeah. And he spit him back out instantly. The whole thing happened in the blink of an eye. I could not stop watching the massiveness of this creature just emerging from the water, and the guy's just gone. It's that quickly. And I had no idea that the father was the guy whose GoPro it was. That must have been so terrifying for him. He doesn't have any time to even say a word.
Not until after he saw him being spit back out. Then he started yelling, but I was very curious of what was going through this kayaker's mind.
Suddenly I felt like a wave struck me from behind, and I turned around, some blue dark colors and white flashing right through my face, and I felt a slimy texture in my cheek, and then it shot down on me, took me underwater. I closed my eyes because I thought that something would crash into my face. It was surprising. I wasn't expecting that at all. At first, I thought that I would die because there's nothing I can do if I'm inside the mouth of a giant fish. But it was a whale. So I didn't have enough time to realize that I was not in danger.
So, yeah, that's what it sounds like when you, I don't know, get swallowed by a whale.
When I was showing this video to my husband, Kurt, I mean, he was just like, whoa. And then he said, you know what? When that guy has children, he has the perfect comeback no matter what the kids are complaining about. I don't want to clean my room. It's too much work. Oh, really? I got swallowed by a whale. There's nothing. He said there's nothing a kid could use
to complain about. Is this the luckiest human on earth?
Oh,
I mean, you're dead when you get swallowed by a whale, right? And meanwhile, Timmy, maybe it's time to stop kayaking on oceans. Get a nice kayak, go find a river, a stream, a small lake. Yeah, you're
John,
fine.
Are you like, don't go chasing waterfalls. Stick to the streams that you're...
I'm just saying, man. That's their house. That's not your house.
And he spit him back out. Oops, wow. Sorry, pal. Didn't mean to do it.
I think that would take me off kayaking forever. I know that's your worst nightmare.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, someone's very happy to be alive today. Mm-hmm. An unbelievable story. I could not stop watching that whale.
Dad, I don't want to mow the lawn. It's too much work.
I didn't
want
to be swallowed by a whale. But I did.
John and Tammy on San Diego's country station, 103.7 KSON. There are so many reasons to go to KSON.com. I mean, I don't want to sound needy, but you can check out the John and Tammy San Diego's Morning Show podcast. Anything you missed on the show, you can always go back and check out something that you particularly liked, maybe didn't like, want to pick it apart some more. It's all there for you. Also, unbelievable contests.
More importantly, if you want to win something, KSON.com is something to bookmark because we announced George Strait, Chris Stapleton, Little Big Town coming to SoFi Stadium, and you have a chance to win tickets plus a $100 gas card. So we'll take care of all of it for you just by going to KSON.com.
KSON Sneaky Sound Send-Off.
Is now the time we give out that trip to Disneyland for our Sneaky Sound?
Well, let's go to Ashley.
Ashley's in Alpine. Will she be moving to Anaheim, at least briefly, for one day? What's that sneaky sound guess?
A bubble wand from Disneyland.
You are absolutely right. It was producer Jess kicking off that bubble wand with her son Walt, and you and your family are going to Disneyland.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited.
I guess I never knew those things were so dang loud.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Well, that sound, that sneaky sound is sending you off with your family to Disneyland. Go enjoy yourself. You earned it, Ashley.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. My daughter just turned one, so Hazel's going to enjoy her first trip to Disney.
Her name's Hazel. God, I love that name.
Oh, my God.
I'm having another baby. That's all there is to it.
Oh, God. What did you start here, honey?
I'm having another baby. Okay, get over here, Tim.
Congratulations, honey.
Thank you so much.